Hello, and Merry Christmas. I'm Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church. We are a congregation of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, located in Green, Iowa. It's good to be with you today for our Christmas Eve worship service. Merry Christmas. I'm glad God has brought you here tonight to hear some good news and to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. I invite you to take a moment and say Merry Christmas in the comments. It's nice to see who is watching with us, who's worshiping with us. I know that you might be watching today because you're traveling for the holidays, so if that's you, first of all, I wish you safe travels and hope you have a wonderful trip. Hope to see you when you get back. But if you're watching and you're in Green, I want to let you know that in addition to Christmas Eve worship today, we will also be gathering in person for Christmas Day worship tomorrow morning, Saturday at 9:30 upstairs in the sanctuary. And then we'll have a Sunday worship service on December 26th as well. That will be at 9:30. We'll be down in the fellowship hall. And those services will be in person only, nothing online. Also, since we'll be here tomorrow in the morning for Christmas Day worship, we will not be having our regular Saturday service. We will be resuming our regular worship schedule next week, January 1st and 2nd, so next year, I suppose, although I have the week off, and so there won't be a video message. So I will see you again online on the week after that. I believe it's January 8 and 9. And then I have a fun sort of cartoon-style reading of the Christmas Gospel from Luke that I want to share with you. It's from Pastor Steve Thomason. He's a Lutheran pastor serving a congregation in Minnesota, and he also illustrates scriptures at cartoonistbible.com.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Isn't that a fun way to hear the Christmas gospel? I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you also enjoyed that beautiful recording of angels we have heard on high. It's wonderful to see so many people involved in that recording. So during Advent this year, I've been reading a devotional book called Memento Mori, an Advent companion on the last things. And it's written by a Roman Catholic nun, and the title Memento Mori is Latin for "Remember Your Death." And there's this whole artistic tradition around the idea of remembering your death, this idea of memento mori, usually with symbols like skulls or coffins, and you can see the skull here on the cover of the book. And the idea is that by spending some time each day thinking about the uncomfortable truth that you and I are going to die, we can better appreciate the fragile gift of life and God's redemption. Maybe you've heard me say before, Ash Wednesday is my absolute favorite church holiday. I love Ash Wednesday, and I love it because in the midst of our busy lives, we pause on that day at the beginning of Lent to hear the reality, the uncomfortable truth, that we are made from dust, and one day we will return to dust. We're forced to pause and to face our own mortality. When I first heard about this memento mori concept, this idea of remembering you will die, it was as a Lenten devotional book by that same author, Sister Teresa Noble, and I actually asked for it as a Christmas present. I know pastor Christmas gifts can be a little strange, but it made sense for Lent, right? The season of Lent, those 40 days starting with Ash Wednesday leading up to Good Friday when we remember Jesus' death on the cross for us, and then leading up to Easter, that season, it always has some flavor of leading up to death, and then to resurrection and to new life at Easter. Well, this year, I found out Sister Teresa wrote a Memento Mori Advent devotional. And I thought, why would anyone want to spend Advent, this season of counting down to Christmas, thinking about death? Kind of like how right now you're thinking, this is the gloomiest Christmas Eve sermon ever. Christmas is supposed to be about joy and peace, right? There's enough bad stuff going on in the world. We don't need to hear about it at Christmas. It's really good. I'm really excited that we're going to be able to have an in-person Christmas Eve worship service after last year when we only had online videos for Christmas Eve. And I'm glad to have it as an option. But I'm really excited to be back together singing those carols by candlelight. And yet, even this year, I'm really still not sure that this is a great idea to be together. And maybe you agree with that, and that's why you're watching online. That's all right. I've had my booster shot, just had it a couple days ago, but my nearly two-year-old is still unvaccinated. He's too young to get vaccinated, and so he's completely unprotected. The pandemic is still happening. Events are getting canceled. Hospitals are full. People are suffering and dying. And in addition to living through a plague, well, hopefully living through a plague, there's all the regular diseases going on as well. Things like flu and cancer and Alzheimer's. Something is going to get each of us eventually. Memento mori. Remember your death. And of course, it's not just about personal health either. There's also natural disasters like tornadoes in December, wildfires. There's human tragedies like school shootings and car crashes. There's political divisions and labor shortages and inflation, and all that's just this month. And who wants to hear about all of this at Christmas? But, of course, that is exactly the point. If this world were in great shape, if everything were going well, why would we need a savior? If this world were the way God intended it, why would God need to come into the world? A perfect world would not need its creator to enter into it, would not need Jesus to come and lay down his life. If we weren't dying, we wouldn't need to be given eternal life by God. And yet this world is broken. This world is full of sin. This world is full of grief and pain and suffering. And in this broken world, full of all this bad news, we need the angel's message, the proclamation those angels, that angel brought to those shepherds watching their flocks by night. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. Good news, great joy. And what is that good news? A child is born. New life has entered the world. But this is not just any child. This is not just another baby boy born to some displaced peasant couple. This child is the Messiah, the Lord, the Savior. This child is the one you've been waiting for, the one promised by prophets for centuries. This child is the one the prophet Micah foretold would be born in Bethlehem, the city of David. And so the angel's good news, the good news we hear at Christmas, is that God has not given up on this world. Instead, God is coming into the world. God is choosing to enter and to redeem, choosing to be born in this most unexpected, surprising way, born in the animals' quarters in a small town rather than a palace. The good news of Christmas is that God has seen all of the brokenness and suffering in this fallen world. God has seen all the fighting and the selfishness. And instead of letting us go down our own path, instead of wiping it all out and starting again, God says this world is worth saving. This world is worth redeeming. God says, you, beloved child of God, are worth saving and redeeming. Christmas is an act of love, God's love made flesh. Do not be afraid. As the angel had promised to Joseph, this child Mary gives birth to is Emmanuel, God with us. Christmas is about God entering into our world, becoming human, choosing to experience human life with all of its joys and all of its sorrows. This little baby born on that silent night grows up to give his life for us, for me, and for you out of love. I do think it's important, even at Christmas, to remember our death. It's important to remember the situation we are in without God, the hopelessness of us trying to find true life, trying to earn eternal life, trying to figure out how to live forever on our own. Memento mori is important because it lets us understand the magnitude of God's gift of grace and love. How incredible this good news of great joy for all the people truly is. A Savior has been born. The Messiah has come. God has entered the world. Death's grip on the world is slipping. Heaven is breaking into earth. God's kingdom is coming into this broken, sinful, rebellious world. Our invitation, then, is to join the shepherds, to go and see, to marvel at what God is doing among us, around us, in this broken world, to marvel that God is reconciling this world to God, and then to go and make known the good news revealed to us. Our call is to spread the light of Christmas, to share the good news that God has chosen to love, not abandoning the world, but entering into it. Death is still real, but death will not get the last word. There is still suffering in this world. There is still pain, still loneliness and poverty and violence. But there is also hope. There is also joy. There is also a promise of peace. The darkness does not last forever. Tonight we have good news to proclaim. Christ is born. Merry Christmas. I have another hymn that I want to share with you, but first I invite you to join me in a word of prayer. I invite you to bow your hearts in prayer with me. Good and gracious God, as we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus, we give you thanks for all the blessings you have given to us. Thank you for the good news of Christmas. Thank you that you have not abandoned us, but you have come to dwell with us, to live among us. We pray today for all in our world who are dealing with bad news, those who are sick or injured, the grieving, the lonely, those for whom this season brings stress and concern rather than joy. We pray for refugees and those seeking peace in our world, for those not sure where their next meal is going to come from, for those who are not sure how they're going to get through the next day or two, let alone the next year. God, use us, your people, as your hands and your feet work through us by your Holy Spirit to share good news with those in need. Inspire us, guide us, help us to live out your gospel in word and in deed, that all may know your love. Most of all, thank you, God, for the love revealed in your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me for Christmas Eve tonight. If you know somebody who might like to hear this Christmas message, please feel free to share it with them and invite them to join us for worship here in Green. We'd love to see you. We'd love to see anybody that we can serve and share this good news with. And if you would like to support our work here at St. Peter, your donations would be most appreciated. You can give online at www.stpetergreen.com/giving, through the Vanco Giving app on your phone, or by mailing in or dropping off an offering here at the church building. And again, thank you for your support. Your gifts make our ministry together possible. Now receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God, and Merry Christmas.